give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. Hey, and you know what that means. It's church tonight, and we look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church, the last midweek service of October of 2022. And boy, we're going to have a wonderful service together tonight, and a special surprise at the end of the service. You say, what's going to happen? You have to come and find out. And we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time together tonight. I hope you'll be in your place, and that you'll look forward to what Lord has in store for us this evening in our service. That's 7 o'clock right here at Bible Baptist Church in Grove City. Now, if you have your church home, you be there, you be in your place, and you be prepared to receive something from the Lord, and you be there to be a blessing to your church and to your pastor. Well, we're winding down now to the last few days of October, and by next, I think it's Tuesday, we turn over the calendar, November 1, and we're getting closer to the election of the midterm, and such an important election, and I pray that you are praying about that, and that as an American citizen, you'll do your duty and you'll vote. And you'll vote according to biblical values. And we'll vote according to freedom here in our country. And I pray the Lord will help us to turn around the direction that our country is going at this point. And I hope you're praying about that as well. And then do your duty and get out and vote on November the 8th. All right. If your Bible's nearby, let's go to Psalm 116. Psalm 116. Interesting verse here. Verse number 15. Where the Bible simply says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. You know, when we lose a loved one, it's difficult on our side. But here, there's two views of death. We don't view death as precious. We view death as something we don't like and we certainly don't enjoy, because the very word death means separation. And it means we're separated from our loved ones. We're separated from being able to communicate with them or spend time with them anymore. And so it's we look at death one way, but God says there's another view of death, and it's from my view. And he says, precious in my sight is the death of his saints. We think of death as an enemy. We think of death as a loss. God thinks of death as precious. God thinks of death as something very valuable to him. And when a Christian, when a saint of God, and a saint is not someone who's been christened that way or officially declared that way, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you become a saint. You are set apart. The saint means set apart to God. And so if you're a Christian and you know Christ as your Savior, then precious will your death be in the sight of the Lord. And so I want to see death through God's eyes. I want to see, God sees everything through an eternal order and purpose. And I'd like us to think for a few minutes today about why the death of a Christian is precious. Number one, I think it's precious because it causes us to reflect on the impact the person had on our lives. Each of us will have our unique memory of our loved one who is now laying, the body is in the casket, but we know they're with the Lord. And sometimes, sadly, it's a loss that is only the only thing that causes us to stop and appreciate the people that God has put into our lives. We may think of their generosity. We may think of how kind they were, or how many times they would pick up the tab at a restaurant, or how they would wanting to help, or they would be generous to give a helping hand whenever it was needed or something needed done. You may think of determination. Your loved one may have been through some battles physically and been through some disease and maybe cancer or maybe heart surgery or things like this. And you see how determined they were to live for God and determined they were to stay on for their family and their loved ones. Maybe you'll think of their faith in the Lord. Maybe you think of their love for the Lord, or their love for people, their love for church, their love for the work of God, their service for the Lord. See, we get to reflect on all these things and the impact these people had in our lives. Everybody, listen, everybody, you don't live without influencing people. The Bible says no man lives to himself and no man dies to himself. And so we know that we influence others by the way we live. And so the death of a Christian allows us to reflect on the impact that person had in our life. And then we know the death of a Christian is precious because it releases them from the suffering and pain of this life. There's much in this life that can damage or mar our happiness. It could be they battle disease or ailments that eventually take their life. And I know that there's folks who struggle through the latter years of life with pain and agony. But you know, Revelation 21:4 says, God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, and there shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. I was reading about the second president of the United States, John Quincy Adams, who really had a great grasp of our earthly situation. When he was 80 years old, he was met by a friend who shook his trembling hand and said, "Good morning, how is John Quincy Adams today?" And the retired chief executive looked at him for a moment, and then he said, quote, "John Quincy Adams himself is quite well, sir, quite well. But the house in which he lives at present is becoming dilapidated. It is tottering upon its foundations. Time and seasons have almost destroyed it. Its roof is pretty worn out. Its walls are much shattered, and it crumbles with every wind. The old tenement is becoming uninhabitable, and I think that John Quincy Adams will have to move out soon. But he himself is well, sir, quite well." End quote. And it wasn't long afterward that John Quincy Adams had his second and final stroke and moved from that shaky tabernacle, as he called it, to his home not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. You see, when your loved one passes, if they knew Christ as their Savior, they just move out of that temporary tabernacle called our body, and we get to move into our new home in heaven. No more pain, no more sorrow, no more sickness. What a wonderful, wonderful thing. That's why it's precious in the sight of the Lord. Thirdly, I think the death of a Christian is precious because it provides an entrance into heaven. It's just really the transition that we must go through to get from earth to glory. Now, we may go in the rapture, and I'm all for it if that happens. But if not, we'll go by way of the grave. It was best, God knows when it's best for us to leave behind this body of pain and suffering and find rest and peace in the presence of the Lord. Paul said this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. He said, "So we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. We are confident, yea, I say willing rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." Absent from the body and present with the Lord the moment that loved one is a saved person. We take our last breath here. Our next breath will be in glory. You see, death is not death if you know the Lord. It's just a change of place, a change of state, a change of address, if you will. Death is not death if it kills no part of us except that which hindered us from a perfect life. Death is not death if it raises us up in a moment from darkness to light, from weakness to strength, and from sinfulness to holiness. Death is not death if it perfects our faith by sight and lets us behold him in whom we have believed. Death is not death if it rids us of doubt and fear, of sickness and disease, of sorrow and sadness. Death is not death because Christ has conquered death, and not only for himself, but for those of us who trust in him. Death is not, as one famous atheist said, a fearful leap into the darkness. No, my friend, death is to the prepared believer in Christ, holds no such terror. You see, I know that to be absent from the body will be present with the Lord. And death will have no terror because I know Jesus Christ as my Savior. Now, every one of us, everyone listening to me today, you have to come to understand something. You have been given an eternal soul, and you're going to spend eternity somewhere. And that choice needs to be made now in this life, where you'll spend eternity. Either you're going to spend eternity with God in the splendors of heaven, or you're going to spend eternity separated from God, being tormented in a place called hell. Both heaven and hell are equally real. Everybody meets death sometimes. Hebrews 9:27 says, "It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, to judgment." And so we should all live in such a way when it comes time to die, we're ready to face God. And there's nothing better than in that final hour, then you can be able to say to your loved ones, gather around your bedside, I am ready. I am ready. And you're only ready if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you've never called on the Lord and asked Him to be your Savior, then turn to Him in repentance and faith and ask Him to forgive your sin and to save your soul. This isn't a hope-so or a think-so thing. This is a know-so. I know that God is preparing a place for me because I've established a relationship with Him by faith. The Bible says, these things are written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life. Oh, today may be your final day. We don't know. Do you know for sure you're going to heaven? I read about how the Iroquois Indians in Niagara Falls sought the favor of the water spirit by sacrificing a maiden each year. This went on up into the mid-18th century. They would get a virgin from one of the tribes, and they would put her in a canoe, and they would load the canoe with flowers. It would be a white canoe, and they would put her out in the middle of the Niagara River and then let the current take her over the falls as a sacrifice to the river god, the water spirit. Now, it so happened one year the virgin that was chosen happened to be the chief's own daughter, his only daughter. He watched as she goes out to the canoe, and they put her in and deck it with flowers and begins to float toward the falls. In a flash, everyone watched as he jumped into a canoe and with powerful strokes catches up to her, embraces her, and they go over the falls together. You say, what love, what dedication. Oh, I got something better than that, my friend. You see, you and I were in the canoe. You and I were headed for the falls. You and I were headed for certain death. But Christ did better than just row out and go to death with us. Christ went out and took us out of the canoe, put us safely on the shore, and He went over the falls for us. The Bible says God commended His love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. My friend, Jesus Christ took your place. He died for you. He died in our place. He was our substitute. Why? That we might live forever. Oh, did He stay dead? No. 3 days later, up from the grave, He arose with a mighty triumph for His foes. And He lives forever, my friend. Now He's able to save all those that come unto God by Him. He's not a dead Savior. He's a living Savior, my friend. And He'll save you if you'll call upon Him today. Oh, my friend, will you call on Jesus? If you know Christ as your Savior, what better gift can you give your loved ones than when they hear of your passing, or if they come to gather around your bedside for you to say, like the Apostle Paul said, the time of my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course, and I have kept the faith. And you can say, like the Apostle Paul wrote, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. I've got a daddy there. I've got a brother there. I've got a mama there. I've got a grandma and grandpa there. Oh, I got a father-in-law and mother-in-law there. Oh, my friend, I've got so many on the other side now. But best of all, Jesus is there. I'm going to see Him one day. If you ever hear the news that Brother Slaybaugh's gone, I'm going to tell you what, I'm just gone from earth, but you'll know where I'll be. I'll be in the presence of Christ. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Have a good Wednesday, everybody. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.